So we left off, we were in the middle of talking about in Siman Kuf Dalet, when the we said there was a machlokes between the Mechaber Ama if the Achbar could aser, the tam of the Achbar could aser the Shuman. The Mechaber held that, you know, the same way the Achbar, the Achbar is only gives a, the Achbar could possibly only give a good taste into Shechar and Chaimetz, but not to other things, including Shuman. So therefore, it doesn't aser the Shuman. The taste of the Achbar won't aser the Shuman unless there's pieces there that you can't get out. And the Ramah held, at least B'makim She'ein have some Aruba, that we have to be Chayishish that the Achbar could give a good taste into the Shuman as well. So therefore, the taste of the Achbar that goes into the Shuman could be a problem. So what does that mean? So it means, let's say in a Pashta case, you're cooking a pot of Shuman, let's say, and the Achbar falls in, so you have to have Shishim against it. If you don't have Shishim, it's Aser, because we're worried that it gives a good taste. And if you do have Shishim, it's Mutter, because even when something gives a taste, but if it's cooking, it's Batel B'Shishim. And then we said there's going to be a case, according to the Ramah, that even Shishim won't help you. And what's that? If you had an Achbar in the bottom of a barrel, and you were pouring hot Shuman, Irui Klivishon, pouring hot Shuman onto the Achbar, so then, even if you, altogether, all the Shuman that you poured was more than Shishim against the Achbar, it still could be that all the Shuman becomes Aser. How could that be? Because in a case that you're cooking the Achbar in the Shuman, so that the taste of the Achbar spreads into the whole Shuman, so if there's Shishim in the whole Shuman, so then I ignore the taste. It's fine. But when I'm pouring it on slowly onto the Achbar, so it's only what? The only thing that's really coming, that's really receiving a taste from the Achbar is the surface, what I'm pouring on, the part of the stream that's touching the Achbar, that's really the only thing that's really connected to the Achbar at the time, and therefore that part becomes Aser, because Kedei Klipa, Tata Gavar, hot onto cold is Kedei Klipa. But since, so you think it's for sure Nish Geferla, because it's only Tata Gavar, it's only Kedei Klipa. So maybe if the Shuman only becomes Aser Kedei Klipa, so then worst comes to worst, you'll need Shishim against the Klipa. And according to some, you might not even need Shishim against the Klipa if the Klipa is not recognizable. Right? We're saying no. Because over here, that would be true, let's say, if a hot piece of chicken falls onto a cold pot of milk. So then we'll say that the milk becomes Aser Kedei Klipa. And that's the worst thing. So either you don't even have to have Shishim against the Klipa, or you have to have Shishim against the Klipa. But it's only a Klipa of the milk that became Aser. Here, when you're pouring the hot milk onto the Achbar, the whole Irui, since you're pouring it on slowly, every single part of the stream is touching the Achbar Klipa after Klipa, and it's Asering all the Klipas one after another, because it's touching it slowly. All the Shuman is touching the Achbar bit by bit, and each bit that's touching is becoming Aser, because the rest of it is not helping to be Mevatel, because at the time that it's touching, it's not spreading into the rest of it. So therefore, it's going to come out that you could Aser the whole Shuman, even if the Shuman is even more than Shishim. That's if the Achbar was there before you were pouring it on. So if the Achbar was there, or there's a possibility, and we have to be choishish that the Achbar was there in the bucket before you were pouring the hot Shuman. What happens if, let's say, you know for a fact that, you know, the Achbar was not there when you were pouring it in? Let's say you looked inside, when you were transferring the hot Shuman into the bucket, when you're pouring it in, you looked inside, you didn't see an Achbar. The Achbar came in after all the Shuman was already poured into the klisheni, into the bucket. Then at that point, the Achbar fell in, and you don't know when exactly it fell in. So here, for sure, it's not a question of asering the Shuman more than Shishim. Can't aser, because again, this is not an issue of only going bit by bit, Kedei Klipa at a time. This is just a question of, we're assuming that the Achbar could give a good taste into the Shuman, so therefore, if it's giving a taste into the Shuman, it'll aser. If there's no Shishim, it'll aser the Shuman, and if there is Shishim, it'll be Mutter. But how could the Achbar give a taste into the Shuman? the Shulman's already a klisheni. So if the Achbar would have, even if the Shulman's still hot, but once the Achbar falls in, we're talking Iker Adin, we're talking Mechaber Ama, you know, Iker Adin, the klisheni, doesn't cause any blia, and therefore Bidi Yevet is not going to answer according to the Mechaber Ama. So therefore, how is this Achbar even causing a problem to the Shulman? Let me just take it out and that's it. So the answer is kavush. If the achbar was sitting in the shuman for 24 hours, so even though the shuman has a din of tzaynin, but if it's kavush, it could have a bliya even with tzaynin, right? But in order for kavush, in order for it to be considered kavush, there's no such thing kavush in a solid. Kavush means that it's sitting in a liquid. So the achbar has to be sitting in a liquid. Now, everyone knows that the shuman, when it's hot, it's a liquid. But then once it cools down, it congeals, basically becomes a solid. It's not mamish a hard solid, but it becomes thick, becomes very thick. And that's not something sitting in shuman, hard shuman, that wouldn't be considered kavush. You just have to wash it off on the surface. If you can't wash it off, so you'll scrape it off, whatever it is, greater. But that's all really you'll have to do. There's no din kavush. So the question is really, was the achbar sitting in the shuman for 24 hours while the shuman was still soft, when it was liquidy? Or it wasn't sitting in the liquid for 24 hours? Now, it could be that it wasn't sitting in the liquid for 24 hours for a couple of things. It could be that it wasn't even sitting there for 24 hours at all. Could be it was sitting there for 24 hours, but at some point it turned into a solid. And it congealed before 24 hours passed. So it means it wasn't sitting in liquid for 24 hours. So what's the halacha? So the Ramah says like this. If you remember, well, we didn't learn it yet. In the Seder of Shulchan Aruch, we didn't get to it, but we already learned it. In the beginning of Siman Kuf Hey, it says that the din of kavush kemavushal is a din d'iraisa. Kavush causes a bliya min ha-toira. By basar b'challa, for a side reason, it's not going to be considered d'iraisa because it's not considered derech bishal. The fact that it causes a transfer of time, if you're kovish iser with heter together, this that the heter becomes aser, that's min ha-toira. So therefore, when you have a suffix, if whether or not something was kavush or not, you have to go l'chumra, kon tzveka d'araisa l'chumra. So that's what the Ramah is going to say over here. If you have a suffix, whether or not it was kavush, you have to go l'chumra. What could be an example of a suffix? Let's say you look into the bucket of shuman, and you see the achbar there. You're not sure if the achbar was there for 24 hours. You're not sure when the achbar fell in. Did it jump into the bucket 10 minutes ago, or did it jump in 2 days ago? Yeah? Was it sitting in there for 24 hours? Or let's say you're somehow able to tell that the achbar was sitting in there for 24 hours, a long time. It's towards the bottom. However else you might be able to tell. But The shuman is hard now. When you're looking in the bucket of shuman, it's congealed. So your suffix is, and you know that the achbar fell in when the shuman was still soft. Somehow you're able to figure out, you're able to tell that the achbar fell in while the shuman was still soft. And you're just not sure how long did it take. You know, how long was it sitting there before the shuman turned hard? Was it for 24 hours when it was still soft and therefore did become usher? Or did it become hard before 24 hours passed? Different examples of suffix kavush. Okay? So the Ramah says in all of these cases of suffix kavush, you have to go l'chumra. But what happens if you have a svek sveka, a double suffix? So then you could go l'kula, because that's the rule. Sveka, when you have one suffix, so the rule is sveka d'iraisa l'chumra, and sveka d'rabbanon l'kula. But if you have a double suffix, a svek sveka, so then even in a nisar d'iraisa, you could go l'kula. So what's an example of a svek sveika? So let's say you have the, when you look into the bucket, it's hard. You see the achbar there, and the shuman is already karush. So in a regular case like this, you have a svek sveika. Safik, if it fell in, it could be the achbar fell in when it was already hard. Yeah? And even if it fell in when it was soft, it could be it got hard, could be the shuman congealed before 24 hours passed. Either way, it's going to be mutter. It's not going to be considered kavush. Yeah. So therefore, the Ramah says, if this is the case, then you have a svek sveika, then you can be mekel. What you have to be machmer is if you know for a fact that the achbar fell in when it was still soft, so you don't have that other suffix of maybe it fell in when it was hard. You know for sure it was soft. You have one question. How long was it sitting there until it turned hard? Yeah. Therefore, you have to go to Chumrah. But if you're not even sure when it fell in, it could be it just fell in when it was already hard. And even if it fell in before it became hard, it could be it became hard before 24 hours passed. Yeah? So then you could be Mekel. That's the Ramah. That's a Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika is maybe it fell in when it was already hard. Right now, you see the bucket, it's congealed. Okay? And you see the mouse there. So it could be the mouse taka fell in after the Shuman was already congealed, so it's for sure not kavush. And even if it fell in when it was still soft, before it congealed, it could be that it congealed before 24 hours passed. So therefore, it's also not kavush. Okay? So therefore, the Ramah is mekel in this type of a case. But in the other two cases that we gave, that when it was soft when you see it, and it's just a question of, was it sitting there for 24 hours or not? So then you have to go, according to Ramah, you have to go to Chumrah. And the same thing is if it's hard now, but you know for a fact that it fell in when it was soft, according to Ramah, you also have to go to Chumrah. Now, the Taz, just to point out, the Taz in the example, that if it's soft now and you're just not sure if it was sitting there for 24 hours, so Ramah says you have to go to Chumrah because the Safik it was there for 24 hours, so therefore it's a Safik Taraisi, you have to go to Chumrah. The Taz and Simon Kofhei holds that in that type of a question, when you're not even sure if it was sitting there for 24 hours, you could go to Kula because the food has a Cheskos Kashrus. The Shuman was kosher. For sure, it was kosher. You want to know, did it become treif? So you want to take it out of its chazaka. So even though it's a nisar d'oraisa, so you think that based on a safek, you have to go to chumrah, but because there's a cheskas kashrus, you don't take it out of its chazaka. So therefore, the shuman will remain kosher. If you had a safek, if it was sitting there for... And the Ramah holds no. The Ramah held that chazaka got ruined because the achbar fell in. So there's a problem here. So you don't have a chazaka anymore. But the Taz was willing to be a little bit more lenient in this type of a case. That was in the beginning of Simon Kofei, the Mechlekes between the Ramah and the Taz. But in the other example, when the Achbar was for sure sitting here for 24 hours, just a question of how long did it take for it to become congealed, yeah? In that question, the Taz will concede to the Ramah that you have to go to Chumrah because it was for sure sitting for 24 hours. So therefore it lost its chazaka, even according to the Taz. Okay? Let's see the dinim inside the Ramah. Lefizeh im nafal. Okay, according to the Mechaber and Sif Beis, it's pogum. Yeah, achbar is pogum. The only thing that it's mashbiach is sheikhar chaymet and... But one other thing that the Chabad doesn't mention here, dvash. Because remember we said that dvash, that's a Mikov Gimel, we already said that honey with meat, according to this, most opinions, is considered a bad combination. Even though we were machmir over there, but when it comes to the achbar over here, you could for sure be mekel. So those three things, yayin, shem, and dvash, everybody agrees, it's pogum. I'm sorry. Yain shemen. No, I'm sorry. The sheikhar and the chaymitz. Everybody agrees that it's you have to be machmer that it's mashbiach. The yain, the shemen, and dvash. Everyone agrees that you could be mekel that it's pogum. The machlokes is when it comes to everything else. The achbar and everything else, the machaber says, and everything else you could also be makel, not just yain, shemen, and vash, but everything else as well. And the Ramah says, unless you makam shein hefsid, the Ramah is really talking about shuman. The Ramah doesn't really talk about everything else. So at least when it comes to shuman, the Ramah wants to say that you could be makel, that you have to be machmer in general, but makam hefsid merubah, you could be makel. Whether or not this is the same for everything else or shuman, that's a machlokes achrayim within the Ramah. What would the Ramah hold by everything else? Okay, so let's see it inside. Lefize, according to the Mechaber, if the achbar fell into shuman, is namidina hachi. So the whole story that we're going to be talking about, when the achbar was in the bucket, according to the Mechaber, as long as you're able to get the achbar out and it didn't fall apart, you're good. But the yesh machmirin b'shuman, there are those that say that shuman, the achbar, is nice and tam l'shvach and the shuman. It's only yain and shemen and vash that it's poigim. But everything else, at least especially shuman, it's nice and tam l'shvach. And therefore you have to be machmir that because the achbar could aser the dvash now. So what are the prate dinim? The prate dinim are like we said outside before. Im hu kasha l'faneinu, if when you find the bucket. So the shuman is karush, it's solid. So then im shafchu mide yom yom shuman begdeira v'yesh l'sapek shem ha'achbar ha'yesham k'she iru alav shuman reiseyach. If the way you were adding the shuman into the bucket, you were pouring, you know, every day you were using the, you were gathering up the shuman from what you were cooking and you were pouring it into the bucket, and there's a possibility that the achbar was there while you were pouring it in, so then it's possible that the achbar is going to aser up even more than shishim. So then all the shuman is going to be aser even if you have more than shishim against the achbar. Hakei l'aser, everything is aser. Afila yesh shishim b'shuman neged kol achbar, and there's nothing to do with kavush. The iser is coming not through kavush. The iser is coming through what? There's no svek svek here, there's nothing. There's one suffix. There's a possibility that the achbar was there when you were pouring. And if that possibility is true, that the achbar was there, all the shuman became aser. But if you didn't pour it like that, in that manner, or you poured it, but you looked inside when you were pouring it, you know for a fact the achbar was not there b'shas you were pouring it in. So now, the only way the achbar can aser up the shuman is through what? Since it's already in a cliché, the only way it can aser is through kavush. So then he says like this, if the shuman is balafaneinu k'shehu kasha, if when you saw the shuman, we saw the achbar and the shuman was already congealed, v'chein nimtza achbar alav, or if you saw the achbar on top of it, sagale benetilas makim. So then all you have to do is take up the netilas makim from underneath where the achbar is sitting in the, you know, where it was stuck into the shuman. Take out the achbar and take a netila. What's a netila? Why a netila? Netila is like for tzli. Where does netila come in? So the mefarshim say, yeah, this is just a chumra ba'alma. If there was no kavush over here, so what happened? You don't have to take anything. All you do have to do is what? Huh? Hadacha. Now, you can't do hadacha on shuman because the whole thing is just going to melt apart. It's like the kishus, right? It's like the squash and the things that you can't do hadacha on. So what's the hadacha when you're not able to do hadacha? What do you do instead of hadacha? Greater, you scratch it off, you scrape it off. That's really all you have to do in this case. Right? But there's a chumra ba'alma that we're going to make you take off a little bit extra. Around it. Why should we make you take off a little bit extra? Because, you know, in the end of the day, the shuman is, even when it's karush, it's congealed, it's not mamish hard. It's a little bit soft. So it's like a mini kvisha. That's what he said. But again, mikar adin, there's no blia. If it was not karush, right? If it was just congealed. So all you would have to do is hadacha, and in lieu of hadacha, which you cannot do, well, you would only have to do greater. But over here, we're matzrich for you to do mechumra ba'alma, we're matzrich for you to do kedei netila. We don't have to assume that the achbar, when the achbar fell in, it was soft, and therefore it was sitting in there for 24 hours. Why don't we have to assume that? It's the kavash is deraisa, because we're assuming two things. We're assuming what? Right now it's hard, right? I have to assume, number one, that when it fell in, it was soft, and number two, it was sitting there, like it didn't turn hard for 24 hours after it fell in. I'm not mechuyev to assume, even by Inisa Deraisa, I'm not mechuyev to assume two things, two sveikas. I'm not mechuyev to assume that they're both going against me in order to be machmer. Shem ho yeshum rach shenofu, shem v'kavash havakum v'bushul, demuter v'kayach svek sveika, because this case is going to be muter based on a double safik. Number one, safik nofel shem v'shoye kasha, could be that when it fell in to begin with, it was already hard. And even if you want to say that it was soft, maybe it became hard before 25 hours passed. So therefore, I have two reasons to suggest why it never became osir, therefore it could be makel. But if, like we said before, you only have one suffix, meaning it's soft now, so therefore there's only one suffix. Was it sitting in there for 24 hours or not? So then I have to go l'chumra. The shach asks a question. Even if it's soft, let's say, right now, so I have one suffix, was it sitting there for 24 hours? Automatically, I have a svek sveka built into this whole case. Why is that? Why do I have a svek sveka built in? Because do we know for a fact that an achbar could aser shuman? Or we're being machmer me suffik that the achbar could aser the shuman? It's a machlekes, right? Machabra holds that even Sheikhar, which Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Achbar could aser the Sheikhar, even that, like we said yesterday, is only misafik. The Gemara wasn't sure, why is it asering? Is it giving a good taste? Or is it only because, really, it gives a bad taste? The reason why Rav said that it's aser is because he doesn't hold of Nais and Tam of Gan. But according to us, who holds of Nais and Tam of Gan, maybe even in Sheikhar it's going to be mutter. The Gemara itself had a suffik if the Achbar could aser Sheikhar. So we're assuming we're assuming one chumrah. We're being machmer on one suffik. So if I have another suffik, maybe it's not kavush. Right there I have a svek sveka. Svek sveka, right? Number one, maybe it wasn't kavush. And even if it is kavush, who says that an achbar is able to asher sheikhar? And if it can't asher sheikhar, it for sure can't asher shuman. Right? That's like the next step of a machlekes. This step we're machmer misafik that it could aser sheikhar. There's a further machlekes. Do we have to also be machmer when it comes to shuman? So for sure, when it comes to shuman, we should be able to make a mekayach svek sveka. That's the shach's kasha. You understood that? Right? Sifkat and dala. That's the shach's kasha. So what is the shach answer? Two answers. This suffix that we just said now, maybe the achbar gives a bad taste into the sheikhar, or the shuman, that is not a good suffix to count as a svek sveka. We can't count that suffix. Why? For one of two reasons. Either, reason number one, the shach says, since that suffix is already in the Gemara, it's not our question. In other words, it's not a suffix that developed. It's a suffix that the Gemara has. The Gemara has two ways to learn, yeah? So therefore, we don't count that as a suffix. It's two mahalchim in the Gemara. It's not a suffix, right? But Abaye in the Gemara is not counted as a suffix. That's one. Not everybody agrees to that. Some say you could count a question in the Gemara as a suffix. But, right? But the shach holds that in Ibai Delay of Shita, the Gemara had a question about it. We don't count that question. We're machmer, and that's it. It's aser for us. So it's not counted as a question. Or the shach says there's a different reason why that's not counted as a question. Because you remember in Simin Tzadik Ches, we learned when it came to a suffix, if it spilled, that whole story, yeah? So what did we say? we said that if it's spilled, then that's why you have a suffix shishim, so that's a good suffix. But if it's just sitting in front of you and you don't know how to calculate, that's not a good suffix. Why? Because it's a suffix chisaron yedia. It's based on the lack of knowledge. Theoretically, there should be a way to find out. Well, that case was very easy. You just go to a rav, or somebody who knows how to calculate, and he'll calculate for you. But even in other cases where it's impossible to calculate, theoretically, there's an answer to the question. It's just we don't know the answer. So that's called a suffix chisaron yedia. That's not counted as a suffix. It's lack of knowledge. That's not counted as a suffix. So this is also, you don't know if it gives a good taste or a bad taste. That's your own suffix that you have. But so it's lack of knowledge. So therefore, we can't count that as a suffix. So either way, for one of these two reasons, says the Shach, we can't count this as a suffix. And therefore, it's only one suffix, we have to go to Chumrah. Only the Ramah's example of a Svek Sveika, that the Shuman was hard, that's a good Svek Sveika, because it could be it fell in when it was already hard, and even if it fell in when it was soft, it could be it stayed so it turned hard before 24 hours. Good? Okay. And then in the end, the Ramah says, this was all the Ramah says, we have to be machmir, that it gives a good taste into the Shuman. And he says, but if it's Hefzim Aruba, it can be Saimich on the Mechaber, that it's Poigim, just like Yain Shem and the Dvash, it's also Poigim in the Shuman. Then the Ramah teaches us a new din over here. It's not really so much Negeya for, Isser Hatter Achila. But he tells you that we were discussing that that when the mouse fell into the Shuman, so sometimes it asks the Shuman Ba'achila, sometimes it doesn't ask the Shuman Ba'achila, depends if it's Nisan Hamlevgam or the Shvach, the Svek Svek, all these things, yeah? Says the Ramah, Ubamakim Shah Shuman Mo'as Lecho, as a result of the Achbar falling in, so you cannot use it, you can't use this Shuman, let's say for the Shul, to light the candles in the Shul, you can't use this Shuman. Because there's a din that you have to use nice things for Avodas Hashem, for a shul, for these types of things, you have to use nice things. They quote this din is known as Hakriveyuna Lipsach Lipchasech. That it has to be a nice thing. And I don't remember now the context of it, but it's used. It refers to this idea, to this din, and whatever you use for Avodas Hashem, it has to be nice. Can't be disgusting. So therefore, if this Shuman became Maos, became disgusting as a result of the Achbar falling in, even if it's going to be in an example where, it doesn't necessarily aser the Shuman Ba'achila, that's already a machloikus within the Poiskim. What does it mean that it's becoming Maos? Did I have shishim or did I not have shishim? Do I have shishim in the shuman against the achbar? So the pashta says if I do have shishim, so then it's not giving a bad taste, right? It's not giving any taste, right? So why is it disgusting? Yeah, you could say like germs is like in a certain way more disgusting than even if it's not giving a taste, but. If it's not giving a taste, so it's not really giving anything, it's not really anything bad in terms of taste to it. So therefore, some taka learn that it means that you didn't have shishim. So it's asr b'achi, it's you didn't have shishim, and therefore it's giving a bad taste. Well, it might be mutar b'achila because it's a bad taste, but you still can't use it for. And even if it has, and then others say, no, sometimes even if it could have shishim, it could still make it disgusting. It could give it a bad smell. It could make it look repulsive. That the achbar is full of germs that went in there. So, and even then, you wouldn't be allowed to use it based on hakriveyuna.
What about okay? For Americans?
Then the Shach points out a different din. Shach points out a different din that there's also the fact that it becomes disgusting doesn't just make it usher to use in a base of Knesset, it makes it usher bachila, means when something's eisen hamlevgam, that's good for you, right? That doesn't usher the food. But when something's ma'us, And tam pogo means that, you know, doesn't give a good taste into the food. Doesn't necessarily become disgusting, right? But when you're talking about a mouth falling in, which sometimes if it's going to give a taste, you know, it's going to give a disgusting taste to it. So then, or you'll be disgusted from it, whatever the pshat is. So then, it's going to be also for you to eat also. There's a different iser called baal teshaktsu. You're not supposed to, you can't treat yourself in a disgusting way. So therefore, you have to behave in a clean manner. Right? To hold yourself in when you have to go to the bathroom is asur mishum baal teshaktsu. And also to eat something which is disgusting for you is also asur mishum baal teshaktsu. So therefore, it's going to be asur v'achila as well. If it's disgusting, taka. Not every time it's nice to have with gam, it becomes disgusting. If I basar with dvash, you know, might be nice in Tamil of Gam, it doesn't turn the dvash into disgusting. It's not mos. It's not repulsive, right? Achbar falling in, or something similar to that, might sometimes make it mos. So then we're saying it's going to be aser for to use in the Beis HaKnesses, even not b'achila. It's going to be aser to use in the Beis HaKnesses because of akriveyu na. And it'll be aser b'achila to you, or forever it's repulsive to, because of Malta Shatsu. Next, Siv Gimel. Department, you want to ask a question, Shai?
No,
that was answered. Okay. Var mama usim shenafshin shaladam katsa behem. Disgusting things that people are disgusted from. Kinamalim, like ants, zvuvim, bugs, flies, vitushim. That these things, you know, they crawl around, they touch everything. People are disgusted from it. They carry a lot of germs with them. Shekal adam boidol mehen lemiyusam. And everybody refrains from them because of their disgusting. Is afilu nis arvu betafshil v'nim chagufon l'toicha. And even if they get mixed up into a tafshil and they dissolve into the tafshil. So am I going to have shishim against this bug when this ant falls in to the tafshil? The ant is a beria, so if the ant is whole and I can't find it and I can't strain it out, it's going to aser the whole thing because of the dim beria, because of the gufa beria. But no dim beria here because the ant fell apart. Okay? Now, the ant falls apart and there's pieces, it didn't dissolve. So that's still a machloikis. If I can't, right? If I have to strain, if I could strain it out, I have to strain it out. And if I can't strain it out, that was a machloikis between the Shach and the Taz. If the Shach says if you can't strain it out, it's going to be bottle. Only by the Shmoyne Shratzim, Achbar being one of the examples of the Shmoyne Shratzim HaMavdalim, only those things, if you can't separate them, it's going to make the whole thing awesome, even though they fell apart. But everything else, if you can't separate it, it's bottle in the liquid. And the Taz held no, that if it's nicker, if you could see the pieces and you just can't separate it because it's too thick to strain out, so then it's not going to be bottle because you could see the isser. You remember that?
Yeah.
We're not talking about that. There's no pieces. Either you took it out and it's just the plata, or it's dissolved, turns into a liquid. So now, if it's dissolved, so do I have to have shishim against the ant in the soup or wherever else it fell into? The answer is, that really doesn't really belong in this simon. Well, you could say it's a continuation of the previous simon. Now what? That it's nice in time of gam. So therefore, I don't need shishim. It's enough to have
roif.
Now, if the ant would not have been dissolved, if I would have just taken out the ant and it was just the plate of the ant, so then what? Then I don't even have to have shish. I don't even have to have roif, right? Like we said, if it's only the plata, you don't have to have roif, because we assume that not all taste came out. So therefore, you automatically have roif. But when the iser itself is there and it dissolved, so then, as long as you had roif, you don't have to have shishim. As long as you had roif, it's going to be... You know what I'm talking about when I just said that? Simen kuf gimel sif beis in the mechaber. That if it's just the plata, you don't even need roif. Only if the gufa iser is there, then you need to have roif. Omet samach dalet. Vim ein sham amasi shal isur, el atayim im bovad, if it's only pleita, then afilo isur marumba v'heter muat muter, im poigim. Yeah? You don't need Rav. You don't need Rav Hatter, even if you have Rav Isser. But over here we're saying that the Isser was Nimcha. The Isser itself was Nimcha, so therefore you have to have Rav Hatter. You don't need Shishim. If we're not talking about that it dissolved into a liquid, if this piece is, and you're able to strain it out, so obviously you're mechuyev to strain it out. Now what happens if you're not able to strain it out, and the pieces are nicker, but you're not able to strain it out? That was a mechuyev kishach and das. According to the shach, even though it's nicker, if you can't strain it out, it's bottle. And according to the taz, if it's nicker, doesn't matter that you can't strain it out. It's usser because it's nicker. And therefore, it's not bottle. Miyu b'chala v'shichra yeshlochosh k'moy ba'achbar. However, when the bug is falling into, not to regular foods, but the bug is falling into chala v'shichra, to shechar, to beer, or to vinegar, so then just like by a'achbar, we have to be choyishish that it's nice and time l'shvach in these things, so too by a bug, we could also be makel, I'm sorry, also by a bug, we have to be machmer that maybe the bug is nice and time l'shvach when it comes to these things, shechar and choymitz. Other things, when the bug falls in, you could definitely be makel. There are others that are machmer. There are others that say that when the bug falls into other things, just like when the achbar fell into other things, we have to be machmer, that maybe it's mois and tam l'shvach. So even when the bug falls into other things, we have to be machmer, maybe it's mois and tam l'shvach. And therefore, you have to have shishim, not just roiv. So the shach, so the mechaber and the ramah paskin l'kula, that you could assume that when the bug falls into other things, you don't have to have shishim. Only to chala v'shichra, you have to have shishim. But other things you don't. And the shach says, unless it's hefse meruba, you should require shishim. Most probably in the case of a bug, it's not so negeya, this machlekes, because you usually probably do have shishim. The bug's falling into the pot of soup, you probably have shishim. If it's falling into your bowl of soup, so you have, according to the mechaber and the ramah, it's going to be mutter anyway, because it's a klisheni. So if you take it out, there's no blia anyway. Right? If it's at a smaller amount, that you don't have shishim. So it's very hard to see where, you know, you'll not have shishim and it's going to be a hefse meruba, you know, where this comes into play. But that's the psak. So let's summarize. So an achbar, we say like this. An achbar is for lahalacha, we have to be machmer that it's nice and tam l'shvach in chala v'shichra. When the achbar goes into shar mashkin, the mechaber says you could be mekel. You could be mekel not just yain shem and advash, but also shar mashkin. And the Ramah says, and the marshal actually quoted in the shach and tas say that when the achbar falls into everything else, you have to be machmer besides for yain shem and advash. Those three things you could be mekel for sure, but everything else, not just chala v'shichra, but everything else, you have to be machmer. And what happens when it comes to not achbar, but bugs? So the Ramah says, bugs into chala v'shichra, you should be machmer. But into everything else, you could be mekel. And the Shach says, bugs into everything else, you should also try to be machmer, unless it's hefse merubah.